And of course, their financial toxicities, as we talked about, their physical toxicities. It would be awesome if it could just be a short round of treatment. And speaking of toxicities, you mentioned acalabrutinib, and I'm curious what we know about other BTK inhibitors like this agent about efficacy, but also in terms of tolerability, because as you mentioned, ibrutinib is not necessarily always a walk in the park.
Acalabrutinib, based on the initial data and the initial study was published in the New England Journal of Medicine, looks very effective in CLL and less toxic. So what we're not seeing as much of are the arthralgias, the atrial fibrillation, and the bleeding. And this probably reflects less activity in off-target kinases, ITK, and TEC. And so I think the more exquisitely targeted agents, these next generations may have an improved tolerability profile.
What about efficacy?
Efficacy looks excellent. Without comparing head-to-head, I wouldn't say one is better than the other, but I would say they look quite comparable.
When you talk about a 25% discontinuation rate, I think I've seen data even as high as 50%. You would think in a head-to-head trial, maybe that's high enough that theoretically, if you just lowered that, it might be enough to start using it.
I think you're absolutely right. You can only garner benefit of a drug if you can tolerate it. The majority of patients do tolerate the ibrutinib, but I would say a significant minority will not over time, and it's great to have alternate agents available. And ultimately, maybe a next generation agent is going to be better earlier in the course of disease.